Today's daf is daf Chaf Gimel. I apologize, I have a bit of a cold. So we got to the bottom of Chaf Beis Mabez, right? That's what we got to? Yeah, we got to the bottom of Chaf Beis Mabez, the three lines up. The Gemara begins Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, Shnaim Omrim Niskadsha, Shnaim Omrim Lo Niskadsha. Two people said that she was married, two people said she was not married or engaged, to be more precise. Harei Zu Lo Tina, say she's not allowed to get married because there's a suffix that she might be an Ashes Ish. However, in this case, if she gets married, Lotei says she's not forced to get divorced. Shnaim Omrim Niskarsha, Shnaim Omrim Lo Niskarsha, there's a machlokas of Eidim, whether she was divorced. The halachi is Harei Lotina says she's not allowed to get married because she might be an Ashes Ish. But if she does get married, she, in this case, has to get divorced, even after the fact, even B'dievet. So asks Gemara, top of Chav Gimel Min Aleph, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference? Whether the machlok is about being engaged or machlok is being divorced, either way, it's machlok is what her current status is, whether she's an Ashes Ish or not. It should be consistent. Of if she gets married, either both cases should be she has to get divorced, or both cases should be she could stay married. So Rabbi says, Targum of Eid Echad, he says, it's talking about where there's one aid. So now he reinterprets the whole discussion as follows. Eid Echad Omer Niskadsha, Eid Echad Omer Lo Niskadsha. One says she's engaged, one says she's not engaged. They both agree that her status is being single. But the one who says she's also engaged now, he's one. So that one individual who says she's engaged has nothing up against the two who say, even though one of them is himself, the two that says she's single. Right. So but the thing is, they both agree. So you and Adam both say...
We're both talking that she's not married yet.
Well, she was once not married. Every week she was a single person once in a lifetime. And now you say she's also... But now she got engaged. So you're arguing against yourself and him now.
Because of the status quo.
Right. So okay. You're against two individuals, even though you're arguing on yourself, which is an interesting thing. So that's why if she gets if she does get married, b'dieved, we allow her to remain married. As opposed to the seifa, says the Gemara, eid echad omer niskarsha, eid echad omer lo niskarsha, they're arguing whether she's divorced. Tervayu be'eshes ish kemasad. They both agree that she was once married. There's no machlokas there. But hi, the kamar niskarsha havelichad. But now the one of them goes out and says, but she's divorced. Ve'ein devar of shalechad b'makom shayim. And that one cannot go against the two who testify that she's actually married.
So in the Reisha, why can't he marry her the Chatzkita?
Because it's a suffix that she might be married, though. It's a suffix.
It's two against one. I mean, let's say you really have two aiding that Nitkacha one says that is not Nitkacha one says Nitkacha. She would be able to get married. There's no suffix.
That's a good question. So why is the suffix in the first place? Oh, that was that yesterday's daf. That's pretty much yesterday's daf also, though, right? Was it hachilachachila nami?
And they were said yesterday. We asked
right. Right. So that was by the mace, as by misa.
Right.
So tell us, ask this question.
If you look four lines down, avaltema.
Avaltema, yeah. Ah, so very good. So you see that, Ricky? Avaltema in that toast.
Yeah.
About Tema, Milo, Tinase, Lachila, the Havale Lok, Mimachazaka, since
right.
You have two against one. Very good. So he says, Yeshlomer Kigon, Shani Yodim, Shazark La Kadushin. We knew that he threw her Kadushin. Umisafka Lan, E. Karvlo, O Karvlo, that's a Gemara and Gittin talks about that, or Mishnah Gittin, whether it's closer to him or closer to her. If it's closer to her, it's good. If it's closer to him, it's not a good Kadushin. The Hani Shne Sadi, Chadamar Karvlo, Chadamar Karvlo, there's a reisa because he threw the kedushin. If we knew nothing, then knock it out. Right, but now the situation is very good. So it's a very detailed scenario where he threw it. That's answer one. Answer two is Inami says Tosos, Kigon Shahayu Neros Dolkos, the lights, the candles were lit. Umitos Mutzalos, the beds were made. Shaya Omin Lakadesh, everything was all set. I think it's in other words saying the preparations were made for kedushin.
Romantic scene.
Right? Kinamar Basofa Megaresh, So the Gemara and Gittin talks about this. So these very detailed scenarios where there's what we'll call raglan ledavar, that there's kedushin. Right. So then, but if it's in a vacuum, just a machlokas where there's kedushin without any other evidence, einachanami shilach achila can get married according to Tosfos. Very good. Says the Gemara. Now that's all according to a bias pshat. Comes along now, back to the Gemara, of Ashi Amar Liolam Treu Treu. No, it's two and two. The Gemara, the initial statement was two, verses two, don't change the Girsa. V'ipach, and I'm going to switch things around into as follows. Shnaim Omrim, V'ipach, is that just the answer, I guess? Right. The opposite, right. The case of Kedushin, he's going to explain, but the Kedushin is a case where if they get married, they have to get divorced. The second case of the Gerushin, if they get married, they're allowed to stay married. So what's the case? Yeah, so it's interesting why he wants to keep on to the two Eidim, but he's willing to change right. The other parts.
Yeah,
So let's explain. Let's see Pshat. So he continues to explain, again, Ipach, I'm going to switch around the Tete part, and the low Tete part, and read as follows. Shnaim omrim ra'inuha shiniskadsha. Two people say we saw that she got engaged. Shnaim omrim lo ra'inuha shiniskadsha. We did not witness that she got engaged. Harezu lo tinase v'mnesis teitze. So you're not allowed to get married. But if she gets married, we make them get. Pshita, obviously lo ra'inuha ain't a raya. Just because you didn't see it, what you saw everything that took place in the world. Obviously not. Not seeing is not considered a raya. Where it says, Lot Sricha de Dair Bechatzir Echad, it's a situation where they lived in the same courtyard, and they would certainly know, excuse me, that what happens if their neighbor in that same courtyard, remember they used to live in these very small courtyards, you knew what was going on, you heard people's houses. So they would have known. So if we didn't hear anything, it must be that they didn't get engaged. So it's pretty obvious. So the Gemara says that's a detailed case where it's not so obvious. And we didn't see that happen, we didn't hear of it happening. So it's good Adis. So Gemara says, "Mal the same, but what would you have thought in that case?" So, if Isa Niskadsha Kala Isle Lamilsa had they got engaged, we would have heard about it. Kimashman comes to teach you not true. The of the inchi the mikadshi betina. There are certain people who like to get engaged very privately, modestly. So therefore, it's not a proof to say that we didn't see. So lichachil if there's machlokas where I said we saw it and they said they didn't see it, machlokas suffik, don't get married. And if they went ahead and get married, we don't let them stay married because the fact that I didn't see is not a good proof. Because it's possible that they got engaged in a very hidden tanua type of way. Now the seifa, where he changed the girsa, is a situation of shnaim omrim ra'inuha shiniskadsha. Two people said we saw them getting divorced. The shnaim omrim lo ra'inuha shiniskadsha. We did not see them get divorced. Hareza zu lo tinase. They can't get married. She cannot get married because it's a suffix whether she's still married or not. However, in this case, if she does get married, anyways, lo teitze, she's not forced to get divorced. But why not? Isn't she a suffocatious ish? So my Kamash Mangamar says that afa gav de dari bechatzer echad, even though they are living in the same courtyard, is that the suffix? That if he didn't see it, so it must not be true if he would have heard about it? Hainu hach, that's the first case that we learn from the ratio of the Kedushin, that the situation of living in the same courtyard. So Gemara says, "Mal the same, but what would you have thought? Gavet kedushin who David initiated mukadshim b'tzina. People get engaged privately. That's people. That's somewhat normal, I guess. People are private about things. About gavet gerushin when it comes to divorce, imisa de garsha kal ishle the most. Everyone knows when someone gets divorced. People talk about divorces. So that happened. It would be impossible for us to not hear about living in the same courtyard. So there's a greater chiddush by the case of the gerushin. Kamashman to teach us no." There are people who get engaged privately, and there are also people who get divorced privately.
So the reason why we're going to allow her to marry the Chachila is because Kala is there?
No. The reason why both cases of Kedushin and Gerushin, you can't get married to Chachila.
We learned that, but my question is, on the second case, why can't she marry the Chachila also? The same question as
Rashi asks.
But isn't it because it's a suffix still, though?
No, it's not. But it's not a proof that how could somebody say I didn't see her divorce?
No deal. No, we're saying, but they live in the same courtyard, so it's a decent level evidence to
yeah,
at least.
With that, but let's take a real case. Let's take a case where somebody lives in a courtyard, and then the two guys say, you know, I we were there when she got divorced, and the guy said, ah, we didn't see anything, and we should have seen. So wait, you're not gonna let her marry?
Okay, I see Rashi. Which Rashi is this? So Rashi is the Megarsha Bitsina. Vafrilu Hachi, even though that's the case, Lechachila Lo Tinasa, still Lechachila, one may not get married. Mishim Lazos Fasaim. So that's yesterday's passage that they quoted, that we should stay away whenever there's just.
So she would have to get divorced again? Or what?
She'd have to get. Yeah, exactly. Have to get divorced and show proof of a get. Basically, show proof of a get. Tell everybody what's going on. Announce what's going on. Post, put posts and let them know what's going on. Okay. So there's the Gemara now by the two dots. Mishindiseis bo edim lo teitze. So that's going back to the. This is going back to the Mishnah. That. If she got, or maybe the Bryce earlier, rather, I think, it's the Bryce earlier. That this is Rabbi Menachem, is that going in that case? Yeah. So Rabbi Menachem said that if there's a machlokas, what her status is, two versus two, trey versus trey, she can't get married, and if she gets married, she has to get divorced. But he qualified that by saying, if two Edom said she's allowed to get married, and she goes ahead and gets married, and then after she gets married, two other Edom say she can't get married, the husband never died, she never got divorced, then she's allowed to stay married, even according to Rabbi Menachem, because the Savak came after she already had the heter and actually got married. So
this is the Mishnah itself.
Oh, I thought this was going back on the Rabbi Menachem, no? Okay, so which line of the Mishnah is this? So this is talking about the case of, oh, that last line. Okay, I see. Okay, so we have to keep in mind, let's review the Mishnah.
Right, yeah.
The Mishnah says that a woman says, I was married, I'm divorced, we believe her. If there are Edom that say she was married, then we don't believe her, that she was divorced, until she brings proof. And the second case was, she says, I was held captive, I'm Tahora, she's believed. But if there are Edom that says she was held captive, then we don't believe the fact that she was Tahora. Then the last line of the Mishnah says, Im Mishanisis, if when she got married, Bo Edom Hareza Zu Lotitze, that if she says she got married, then Edom came along afterwards, then the subject came only afterwards, then she doesn't have to get divorced. So Gemara now says, that last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Oshaya Masni Le Aresha, he says that refers to the Aresha, in the case of where she says, I was married, I'm ish, but Niskarshi, I got divorced, then if the Edom say that she was married, we don't need her statement, only come after she made her initial statement, only after she went ahead to get married to somebody else, then they said, no, we know you're married. We don't need your statement to prove that you're married. Then she's allowed to stay married. It's going back on the Reisha. The Rabba Bar Avin Masila Asefa, referring to the Seifa, that if she says, I was held captive and I'm Tahora, so we let her get married. She goes ahead and gets married. Then after she gets married, Edom come and say, we know, by the way, you were held captive. She's allowed to remain married, since the Edom came after the fact that she got married.
We had Rabba Oshia before, or this is a new... this is a new thing, I mean.
This
Rabba
is...
Oshia wasn't... he didn't say anything till now.
In about any statement? About...
I don't know, in the last couple of... This is a whole...
No, they're just... Rabba Oshia just saying this line of the Mishnah, in Mishnah Nisais, he's saying this is referring to the first part of the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. Yet we haven't seen this statement before. Now the Gemara explains. So this machlokas Rabbi Oshaya versus Rabba Bar Avin, man the masa le aresha. The one who says this is true, if Edom come afterwards, we let her stay married, is referring to the resha, to the case of Eishizishani v'Niskarshti. Kol Shkina Seifa. Certainly, he would agree the same halacha would be true if the Edom came after the fact of the shvuyah as well, because the b'shvuya hekilu. When it comes to shvuyim, we're more makel. So if she said shvuyani v'torani, and she gets married, and then Edom come afterwards, Kavachomer, we're going to let her remain married in that case. If it refers to the Reisha case, where it's a much more serious matter of Eish Ish, and Niskarshti certainly will be made ill by the Seifa. But, says the Gemara, Man de Masila Seifa, according to Rabba Bar Abin, who says this refers to the Seifa, that by the case of Shvuya, we let her remain married if the Edom come after the fact, Aval Reisha lo. But when it comes to the case of the Reisha, if Edom come post facto, we will not let her stay married. She has to get divorced in that case.
She could lose her peshas retroactively.
Exactly, right. So Gemara says, Lema but the Rav Hamnuna kamefligi. Maybe they're arguing about Rav Hamnuna's statement. What does he hold? Rashi tells us, I hope. Rashi says to Rav Hamnuna, Damar ha'isha she'amra lebaila gerashani ne'manis. A woman who says to her husband, you divorced me. She's believed. Hilkach ha da'amra grushani mehemne. So let's see. So Gemara says, Man the Masi La Resha, the one who says that that line in the Mishnah refers back to the Resha, Islay Rav Hamnuna holds Rav Hamnuna, who holds a woman's belief to say that she's divorced. So that's why she's believed. Even if Edom come later on, she's still believed. Right, that's the Chazaka. That's the basis of Rav Hamnuna. So once she says that statement and we accept the statement, so she's fully believed, even though later on Edom come afterwards, she's already believed. That's the opinion who thinks that that's Rav Hashaya. Man demasli asefa, according to Rabba Bar Abin, who says it refers to the Seifa, but not to the Resha, he must less lay the Rav Hamnuna. He doesn't hold to this. Just because she says she got divorced doesn't mean we believe her. Rabbi says, "Lo, not true. The Chuli Alma is lay the Rav Hamnuna. Everybody agrees that she's believed when she claims that she gets married based on that Chazak in Adam Ein Ishan Meiz Panel Fnebala. So what's Machlokus? Whether it refers to the Resha or the Seifa only? Hacha b'hacha mythically, they're arguing about the following halach here: the Mar Sever Kiyat Mar the Rav Hamnuna." Bifanov, aval shlo bifanov meiza, marsav shlo bifanov nami ena meiza. So the machlokas is whether or not a woman's going to be meiz, whether it in front of him only, but when she's not in front of him, she's willing to say she got divorced.
No, she's not confronted.
Exactly. So according to the first opinion, says she's very easy to say I'm divorced when her husband's not there. We can't trust her. And the other opinion says no. Even when he's not there, she won't be willing to be meiz unless it's really true. That's the machlokas. So according to Hoshaya, that says by the ratio, we believe her when she gets divorced, because a woman would not be meiz to say she's divorced, even if her husband's not there, unless it's really true. That's why we believe her. But the one Rabba Bar Abin who says it refers to the safe only, but by Gerishim we don't trust her because her husband's not there, so she's willing to say anything she wants, so there's no nemanus by that case, and therefore if Edom come later on, by the case of Gerishim, we force her to get divorced.
Would this apply in a case where she's
and she claims that she's divorced. She's yes. I don't know the halacha.
There's no way that she married. Right? She says, I'm married and I'm divorced.
Right. But if we know that she's married.
Right.
Right. But if we knew that she was married and she claims she's divorced,
but,
I think we
right,
need
but
proof.
But then if Aiden come and says, no, we know you were married and the husband is in Africa, normally we shouldn't. She shouldn't be
right.
She
I would imagine. Right. I would imagine she would not be allowed to get married unless she has a get.
Or only unless she already got remarried.
No, and if she got remarried, we would let her stay.
Let her stay.
Well, it depends how we paskin in this case, no?
Right, depends if we do our paskin.
Oshaya versus Rabba.
Right, independent.
No, we're
right.
Talking about the
other side that we got. There's Tosfos here says, Rav Hamnuna's whole chazaka, do you remember say the Rav Hamnuna?
Uh-huh.
Rav Hamnuna's whole chazaka is meiz panav bifnei bala. I mean, right. So to say one holds a Rav Hamnuna, one doesn't hold a Rav Hamnuna, in a case we're not bifnei bala, it's sort of funny.
Right.
Because the chazaka is bifnei bala, that's the chiddush of Rav Hamnuna. So he says it's a special like extension of Rav Hamnuna by this case of Nises. It's not exactly Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna is Bafanov.
Right.
So the question is, when she gets married to Bafanov, is that an extension of Rav Hamnuna or it's a different type of halacha? Interesting. I'm not sure if there's any indication from Tosfos the way he presents it. It sounds like he's extending Rav Hamnuna. That's what it sounds like, but he's very terse.
Yeah, but the truth is that he's a...
Gemara says it's Rav
Hamnuna. Adam is right, because... One thing is that, you know, you're not going to fail your husband, listen to that, you're divorcing when she did it. But if the guy is not here, she you know.
Right.
We've seen women do divorce that.
Right.
Pesha Usser originally came not in fun of, right? When she was going to get married, that's some random guy, and she opens up her mouth, I was married, I got divorced, but she's not involved with her husband. And then subsequently, the Edom come, and it's also she's not confronting her. She's never confronting her husband.
Right, but I tell you what it is. I think that there is Chashak who said yesterday that the husband might come and say, no, I didn't divorce you. So whenever she says that she divorced him, she probably is conscious that she might have to be Meiz Panav Bifanov. Meiz Panav.
Interesting. There's always that concern.
There's that concern that he might come over. No, we're still married.
Very interesting. So that it's...
Because if the guy was here, nobody's going to say, no, you're dead.
Right.
I can remember that. Right. But in the case of the marriage, the guy might come and she might say, listen, you know what,
It's a very similar concept.
It's a similar concept.
So what they said also by Hilchas Yichud, by the Baal Be'ira, that a married woman can be Yichud with somebody else if the husband's in the city, because that Amos Baal is always there. He could always just show up, or just the exact presence is there.
Right.
So maybe that's the idea that you're suggesting. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, mazel tov. I'll see you in a little bit.
He's
a bris. You should be done.
Who's bris is it?
Shilitz. Sami Shilitz.
Probably going for it.
Not my face.
All right.
Okay. two das. In Mishnayos, I think we're up to. In Mishnayos is bo edim. So this is so that same line of the Mishnah that we're explaining. It's interesting. I don't think we have. I don't recall elsewhere we see like that same line of the Mishnah being repeated as another quotation. But that same line of the Mishnah we're going to analyze further. Amar Avu of the Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, said the following: Lo nises mamish. When the Mishnah says if she goes ahead and gets married, and then Edom come after her marriage, she doesn't get divorced. That doesn't mean marriage mamish. Ela kaven she tirua linase. Once we just simply permitted her to get married, afapich lo nises, even though she didn't actually get married, then that's already she has her heter. So again, in the case of the Reish, if she says that she was married and gets divorced, we say you're allowed to get married. That heter alone, even though Edom come afterwards, we let her get married, even though she didn't get married yet.
This is when she says,
right, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Once we accept that Edom of hers, the heter exists, and you can undo the heter. So Gemara says, are you really talking about a heter, not mamish getting married?
Meaning yeah. If the Edom came after basing allowed her to marry, she can still keep on, she can go on and get married.
Exactly, lechachila.
Yeah.
So the Gemara
right,
says,
right.
Well, hello, they say it sounds like she actually got
right.
She got married. Or it says Katani, no, lo tete mea tera rishon. Don't remove her from the first heter that we had given her. Interesting shot. So that's what Avur the Shmuel says. Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes a brayso now. Amro nishbesi v'tahar tahora ani. I was held captive, but I'm tahora. V'yeshli edim, and I have edim shetahora ani, and I have edim that could testify that I remain tahora. Ain't omrim nam tinachi vo edim. We don't say, okay, you know, we're going to wait. Bring me the edim. Don't just say it. We don't say that. We allow her. Ela matirin osa miyad. We permit her right away. Now, after we permit her, hetiru alinase. Now we allow her to get married. And acharkach bo edim. And those edim came along after giving her the heter. Vamra amru lo yadanu. We have no idea what she's talking about. We don't know if she did or she didn't, but we have no testimony in the case. Harezu lo teitse. This is not lotete, meaning we allow her to get married. But in bo ede tuma, but if ede tuma came and says she was violated, afil yesh lo kama banim, even if she has children, tete, she's forced out, even though it means that the children are going to be mamzerim, then we don't rely on it. So the question becomes...
Well, this is only kohanim, they're going to be probably...
Rashi says, afil yesh lo kama banim, min hakohen hazeh, Shinisei. Even though the karma therefore will be halalim,
yeah.
We don't really that doesn't become a factor, and we say it as is. So the question becomes: How is this true? So why is this true? By the, if Edom, she said I've got Edom, and Edom come and say we don't know any information. So why do we continue to trust her then? Obviously she's saying something wrong. So the way Rashi explained is because the whole concept here is pesha asa pesha hiter. She says I was held captive, and then she was tahora. That's pesha asa pesha hiter. She believed. The fact that she said, I also have Edom to prove that I was Tahor, is really irrelevant. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's being maintained. Now, the Gemara records the story. Hani Shvu Yasa, these I'm not sure how many, but there were a number of women held captive. The Asin Linaharda, they returned to Naharda. Osiv Avu the Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, sat the Turi Bahadayo. He sat like watching over them. So Rashi explains they came to Naharda to be redeemed. So Avur the Shmuel sat just to watch over them. They were held in their shackles and chained up, and they were trying to negotiate with the captors. So Avur the Shmuel watched over them. So Amar Shmuel, his son, says to his father, meaning, what good are you to watch it? What happened in the past 15 years? They've already been violated, most probably. Amalei, so the father says, Ilu ban secha havin, if they were your daughters, mi havis mizalzabahu kulihai? Okay, just because they were violated then doesn't mean we should let them be violated even more now. When if it's your daughter's Shmuel, who he's talking to his own son, would you have just let them sit here and be unprotected? This shows the sensitivity of Avud the Shmuel that all, Benos Yisrael are considered our daughters. Have a kishkaga shiotu mifnei hashalit. You quote the pasuk, it was like a shkaga, a mistake that came out of the mouth of a ruler. What happened was, vishtabden bante demar Shmuel. The father Shmuel basically cursed, unintentionally cursed his own son, and the daughters of Shmuel ended up being held captive. Vaskinu la'ar de Yisrael. Eventually, they were brought to Eretz Yisrael. Okmin lishvuyanu mavrai. They held the captives outside. And right, so Rashi says so not to have them enter the Beis Medrash, the Beis Din yet. So the Beis Din doesn't know that they're Shuas yet. And they're only going to know based on the person who's going to tell them the story. The Ailu Beis Medrash, the Rebbe Chanina, and they entered the, I guess the Redeemers entered into the Beis Medrash Rebbe Chanina. So Ha'amra Nishbeti V'Torani, Ha'amra Nishbeti V'Torani. So this one walks in and says, oh, by the way, I was held captive, I'm Tahor. And the next one says, I was held captive and I was Tahor. So that allowed them to say Tahor because it's Pesha Asa Peshitter. But they brought this whole group of people and the Edom start realizing, wait a second, they were held captive, then it undermines the whole Pesha Asa Peshitter. So the Gemara says, Sharinu, they permitted these women, they were considered Torah. So then the Gemara says, Sof, in the end, Ol Asu Shavyunu, what's that line mean?
After they did the head there, then the people who took them entered the Beis HaMidrash.
So then, I see. So then, Beis Din realized who they were. These were the famous women who were held captive. And Amar Bechanina, so Bechanina says, Benon de Morayin Enun. So he says
that
these are daughters of a wise man, of an Adam Gadol, who knows Hara. So therefore, he permitted them. He knew how to permit.
Right, that's
the situation.
They were smart how to do it.
So then, Iglai Milsa Dimbante Dimar Shmuel. I mean, it turned out it happened to be, yes, the daughters of Shmuel, who was an Adam Gadol, of course. So I'm Amalei Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, the Rav Shemin Bar Abba poke.
He was a Kohen.
Okay, he was himself was a Kohen. Rav Shemin Bar Abba was a Kohen?
Yeah.
Poke, go out.
He was close to Shmuel.
Itpal, Mikrovasecha, go marry one of these relatives, because apparently they were all in the family, to show you're a Kohen and you know, they're permitted. Amalei Rabbi Chanina. He said back to Rabbi Chanina, V'ha'ika Edim B'diris Hayam, aren't there Edim on the overseas who knew that they were held captive, and therefore it's going to undermine the Pesha also Pesha Hitter. Right now in front of us there's no Edim to testify. Again, Hashem Mias Lesnei Kaman, they're not in front of us, so we can't take them into consideration. Edim B'tzad Estim V'Teasar, because you have Edim who are some random place in Bavel who saw them, you're going to Asar them? They're not present, so therefore the Hitter exists. So, the time of the loss of Edom only because Edom didn't show up. Ha, also Edom misasre. But if Edom were to show up, we would forbid them from marrying a Kohen. But is that really true? V'hamar avu of the Shmuel kevan she'tirul inasay api shalom nises. But doesn't avu of the Shmuel say once there's a heter, the heter exists. They're allowed to get married even if Edom show up later on. Amar Rav Ashi Edi Tuma Itmar. It's referring to Edi Tuma, meaning the Edom that existed overseas. Those were Edi Tuma.
It's not Edim that they were Shvuyas.
Right.
It's Edim that they really got
Exactly. So if those exist, they have to show up. So if they didn't show up, so then they're not going to.
And if they show up, it's Tater.
Exactly. If they were to show up, then it would be Tater, yeah. Right. Okay, says the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis. Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, top is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shtei Nashim Shenishbu, two women who become held captive. And Zos Omeris Nishbesi V'Tohorani, this one says, I was held captive, but I was actually Tohora. Zos Omeris Nishbesi V'Tohorani, and the other one says the same exact thing. Einon Emanos, they are not believed.
Rashi says that
Because the situation of Edom is not Pesha, also Pesha Heter. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense. So they're not believed. Ubizman Chain Me'idus Zuezu Hare Ilun Emanos. But when they testify on each other that me and my friend, both of us are Tohora, then they're believed, and Rashi explains, Hare Elu Nemanos, Shebishvuya Hekilu Lahamin Edechad Vafil Isha. Just like we have all these heterim by Aguna, Edechad by Agunas, and even an Isha is believed, Shvuya is the same halacha as well, that even Edechad, even an Isha is believed for Shvuya. Okay, so the Gemara says now, Tanu Rabbanan, Ani Timea V'chavarti V'chavarti Torah. She says, we were both held captive. I am Tmeya, though. My friend here is Torah. She stayed out of it. Nemanas, she's believed. The Gemara is going to explain all these scenarios. Or she says, Ani Tahora, v'chaverti tumeo. In that case, she says the opposite. She's not believed. Or if she says ani v'chaverti tumeo, both of us are tumeo. Then manas al atma, she believed about herself, but eino nemanas al chaverta, she cannot testify about the status of her friend. And the fourth permutation is ani v'chaverti tahor, both of us are tahor. Then manas al chaverta, eino nemanas al atma. So Gemara is going to analyze each of these scenarios. So first, Amar Mar, ani tahor v'chaverti tumeo. She says that I'm tahor, but my friend here is tumeo. Eina nemenes. She's not believed in that case. So hey chidam, what's the situation? If there are no edim, it's all based on her word. So al atma amaylon mehemne nishpeisi v'tara ani kamra. So why is she not believed with respect to herself? That's the classic case of pesha, so pesha hitter. So ela pshita diku edim. Must be a case where there are edim, and since there are edim, she's not believed to say that she is tahora. So if this case of edim, ema mitsiyasa. Look at the middle case now. Ani v'chaverti tmeir. She says she and I are tmeir. Nemenas al asma. She believed that she's tamea, but ino nemenas al chaverta. But she not believe that her friend tamea, meaning her friend is tahor. Well, v'idik edim. If the situation of edim amaylo memne, why is she not believed by her friend? Her friend should be considered tamea because the edim say that the edim tells that she was held captive. So el pshita delek edim must be a case where there are no edim, and that's why she's believed by herself that she's tamea, but she's not believed to say her friend is tamea. So right now the middle case is no edim. The first case is there is edim. Second case is there are no edim. So then the Gemara says, but ne'ema seifa. Look at the last case though. Ani v'chaverti tora. Both she and I are tahora. Ne'menes al chaverta v'eno ne'menes al asma. She believed by her friend, but not believed on herself. Now v'idilak edim. If there are no edim, ha'asma ma'lov mehemne. If there are no edim, why is she not believed by herself? It should be a pesha asa pesha hitter. Help shita dika edim. So it must be that the Seifa is a case where there are Edom, and that's why she's not believed with respect to herself. The Gemara says it doesn't make any sense. Reisha Seifa, Dika Edom, Mitzias, Lek Edom. The first and last scenario, there are Edom. The middle scenario, there are no Edom. There's no consistency. The Gemara says, Eina Hanami, yeah. Amar Bai In, yes. Reisha Seifa, Dika Edom, Mitzias, Lek Edom. All different scenarios. So that's how you deal with it. So that's how it explains all the different permutations. Comes along with Papa Amar, Kula Dika Edom. No. It's all a situation of Edom, all four scenarios. But there is one Ed who says the opposite. So let's go through the case. Amra, if she says, Ani Timea v'chaverti Torah, that scenario, Vamar La, and he says to her, Edecha, the Echa says, At Tahora v'chaverteich Timesh. He says the complete opposite to what she says. So what's the halacha there? She's also because she says she's Tamea. Even though the aide says that she's Torah, she stated, I'm also, I'm Tamea. So it's Shavya Nafshi Chaticha di Isura. Chaverte Mishtaria, but the friend is permitted, Apumadida, Anita Apumadida. Based on the friend's testimony, she says that my friend is Torah, that's an aide echad to permit her to say Torah.
So the aide echad only gives aides on the woman who's talking.
Well, even to the friend, because it ends up being, if we trust an Eid Echad by Shvuya, so the Eid Echad means, meaning the Kula, so that's Kishnayim.
No, I understand, it's stronger even. Even if we say that the Eid Echad is testifying on her and not on the other one is still would still be
Tahor.
Tahor.
Right, but even in
for
a case...
For sure, if he's saying, listen, your friend is Tahor.
No, the friend saying you're Tummy, the friend saying the opposite.
I
said the wrong thing? Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
No,
right. And the Eid Echad says...
Oh, and the Eid Echad is saying both. He's saying, At tehora v'chavartich tmeah.
The complete opposite.
So we believe... okay. So that's why I wasn't...
Following. Yeah.
That's why
so we believe the woman speaking, that her friend is tehora.
So we believe her to saying that she's tmeah because she did chaticha sisura.
Right, because she's shavna. She right. By her stating she's usher, that's like a nether. She ushered herself by saying
but
that.
But on the friend...
She can't ask her friend. So she says, my friend is Tahor. Her Eid Echad of her friend being Tahor is Kishna Edom. Because that's what the Rashi tells us. When the other Eid Echad says she was actually Tameh, it's Eid Echad Kishna B'makum Shayim Eino Edis. So that's why she stays Tahor. That's first scenario. And the next case is Ani Tahor of Chaverti Tameh. I'm Tahor, my friend is Tameh. V'amr la Eid Echad At Tumea v'chavertech Torah. He says the complete opposite, that no, you're actually Tame and your friend is Torah. Ihi, she, the one speaking, came to Edim, lav kol kamine, since there are Edim that she was held captive, so she has no pesha, so peshita, we don't trust her. Chaverte mishtaria pumide Eid. The friend, however, is permitted based on the Eid Echad who says that she is Torah, even though the woman says she... Exactly, to Edim, and even though the woman speaking says that you're my friend is Tame, that's one Eid in the face of the two Edim. Then the other case of Ani v'chaverti Tameh, both of us are Tameh, v'amra la Eid and Eid Echad ad v'chavertech Torah, both of you are Tahora, he says the complete opposite. So she again, Ihi, shav yasal nafshi chaticha disur, she remains Aser because she said she's Aser. Chaverti mishtari apumad Eid, the other one's permitted because Eid Echad says she's Tar. Asks Gemara, hasu lamali, why do you need this case? Hayin Reisha, what we just learned, the underlying principles of she's shavin afshe, and we believe Eid Echad, even though it's a different scenario, but the principles are the same as the first Reisha, so why repeat this case? So Gemara says, Mal the same, what would you have thought? Honey, Tevayot Toros, maybe this last scenario, well, both of them should be permitted, in the last scenario, you know? The high, the kamrei hachi, that which she says, Tamus nafshi, and plishim, he de ka'avde,
right, that she just wanted to mess up her friend. So in order to be believed, she also messed herself up. When she says Ani v'chaverti Tmeya, she was thinking, you know what? I just want to mess her up.
I just want to bring her down. That's what we saw by Taurus. That's what we saw quoted also.
I think so.
So she was up to something, but maybe really. So we sensed that she was up to something, but maybe really she should be considered Taur completely. Both women should be considered Taur. Kamashmala, not true. The same thing, once she says that she's Tameh, even though she may have a reason to say Tameh, even though she was making it up, once she says that, that itself is an articulation of a nether, Shavi and Afshe Chaticha Disura, so there is, in fact, the Chiddush to be learned in this last case.
And in this case, she would be Tameh and her friend would be Tahor, which is what we learned before.
Exactly. But there's an added Chiddush in this case. Right. There's a hot minute to think that even she herself should be Tahor. And finally, the fourth scenario, all within the world of Rapapa, Ani v'chaverti tahora. I and my friend are both tahora. Avamrla eid echad. The eid echad says no. At v'chavertecha tameya. Both you guys are tamei. Ihi, she herself came into ika edim lav kol kamine. She is not believed. She has no heter of peshasa because we have edim who already know that she was held captive. So she's tamei. Chaverti mishtaria apumadida. But she testifies about her friend. So that's an eid echad to allow exactly. Hasu lamli. Why do you need that case? Hainu reisha. That's the same principles we learned in the reisha. Reisha, the Reisha, the beginning, the first of the four cases,
right.
Says the Gemara, Mao the same. What would you have thought? Ki mehemne b'makom mitapasla nafshe, aval b'makom d'mechashrei nafshe, emalo mehemne k'mashvelam. Maybe the only time we believe her with respect to her friend as an Eichad is only
she's
believed right when she passed herself. So that shows real nemanus.
Right.
But when she's trying to, you know, for herself, she's not even believed with respect to herself. We should throw out the entire statement, and even her friend shouldn't have any Eichad. Kamashma, no, we can decompartmentalize her statements and say, with regard to herself, one thing, with regard to her friend, something else.
Right, we might think that really her friend was Tommy.
Right.
The reason she's saying is Tahor because then they might suspect that she's also Tommy.
Exactly. Right.
Once they were, you know, something happened, it could have happened to both of them.
Right. So that's why there's added chiddush by this fourth case as well. Okay. May as well do this Mishnah.
Yeah.
So, says the Mishnah. Two men come along and say, I'm a Kohen. This one says, I'm a Kohen. They're not believed to say they're Kohanim. And the Rashi says, with respect to giving them a Truma. You need more proof than simply saying, I'm a Kohen, to give them a Truma. But when they both testify about each other, that I'm a Kohen and my friend's a Kohen, so then that's enough to give them the status of being a Kohen. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, ain't malin lakuna api eid echad, not good enough. Just because your friend tells you us that you're a Kohen, eid echad is not enough to make somebody a Kohen. You need two eidim, or some type of document. Omer, Rabbi Lazar, emasai, when is this true? B'makum sheish orin. That's only true if people are contesting the status of a person's kahuna. Aba makum shein orin, if they're in a situation where no one's contesting his status as a Kohen, malin lakuna api eid echad, you can rely on one eid to make a guy into a Kohen. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan, he also says, Malin Lakuna Al Pi Eid Echad, one can. So what comes out is there's a big machlokas here. The Tanakhama holds that you can have one Eid. A person is not believed to say he's a Kohen himself. But an Eid Echad can testify about another person, he's a Kohen. Rabbi Huda says you need two Eidim. And Rabbi Lazar says it depends on the situation. If there are Orin, you need two Eidim. If there are no Orin, it's enough to have simply one Eid Echad.
If we're talking about Bizban Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, right?
Okay, yeah.
Wouldn't this be almost like Hamotzi Mechaver El Aravarai? I mean, because he's going to be taking food from the rest of the people.
No, because you don't take it. It's a good question, but the Baal HaBayis, the farmer, has the right to give it to whoever he wants. He's Tovos Hana. He could decide to give it to this person.
No, I'm talking about, let's say, when they were the Korbanos, in the, like, they can push him off and say, no, you know, prove to me that you're a Kohen, and the other guys can say, no, you prove to me that you're a Kohen, and he ends up, not, maybe that's what happens anyways. Maybe we believe in that it's a Kohen for true Maos and Maestros.
Maybe, yeah.
But not from the Avodah. Because from the Avodah, they're going to say, you know, how do you know? You bring me one aid that you are, why am I going to...
Right, we sound like Gemara Nivamos about all this,
yeah,
right, very good.
Yeah.
Right, this is, right, very good, because this is about Truma. The other Gemara later on, I'm going to talk about Nisis Kapayim, which don't infringe anybody's territory, which is
right.
Also, as long as you have proof, and also in terms of marrying of women of Yichus.
Uh-huh.
But it's never mentioned, I don't think, about Karbanos, and maybe in Echanami, they couldn't bring Karbanos if there was a suffering.
What did they call him? Shtuki? No, yeah, Shtuki. No.
Well, Shtuki was someone
Stuki
we don't know the father or mother
else.
Is.
What was the name? By the way, they used to call him something else.
Was there? I don't remember.
Or maybe not. But they just used H ranges to push him up. And say,
yes,
you know,
so you're probably right. Probably the Maisa,
maybe
this
the
wouldn't...
Maisa, he couldn't be able to be...
Yeah, it makes sense. And so, okay, well, I guess we'll stop here, but the Gemara is going to go on to say, unless you want to continue, the Gemara does go into the next stop, the small daf tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to... It discusses... We had around 5-6 different Mishnayos about Pesha, also Pesha Hitter.
Uh-huh.
And the Gemara wants to say, why do we need all these different scenarios? The Gemara is going to go explain. It's going to be a good review of all the Mishnayos, actually. But it's going to go on to explain what the Chiddush was brought by each of these different Mishnayos.
We can do the review now.
Yes, yeah, so let's do the review.
Yeah.
So we started off by saying we were continuing the discussion of Trey versus Trey, whether she's divorced, whether she's engaged. So we had a distinction initially that two people, Trey or Trey, whether she was engaged or not, she can't get married, but if she gets married, she's allowed to stay married. But if two, Trey or Trey, that she was divorced, if she gets married, she has to get divorced. So I want to know what was the reason for this, because we first initially said that's a whole case of Eid Echad versus Eid Echad. In the case of Kedushin, they both agree she was initially single, but one person says she's engaged, so it's two versus one. That's why we let them stay married. But the case of Gerushin, one versus one, they both agree she was married, and one Eid says she's single now. That's not enough to allow her to get married. That was the first shot. Then we have Rav Ashi says he had the whole opposite understanding of, no, it's a situation of living in the same courtyard. I never saw that they get married. It must be that didn't get married, and they said that's not a good enough proof. It's enough proof to say don't get married based on this. It's enough, it's not raya, but it's enough for Glaim the Dabar to say really hold back, don't get involved in such a suffix. But if they were to get married, so if she got married anyways, we say by the case of Gedushin, she should has to get divorced because the fact that you didn't see them get engaged is not
the one who inverts? No.
Exactly.
Right.
He said by the case of Gedushin, it's the opposite that. If she gets married based on that machlokas, she would have to still get divorced because the fact that these people never saw the engagement is not really a proof. We assume really she was previously engaged. As opposed to the case of the divorce, if two Adam said we saw the divorce and two people said we didn't see the divorce, we say don't get married, but if you do get married, you could stay married because the fact the guys didn't see it, it's not a real good proof. Likely is that she got divorced and is allowed to get married.
And the first one said why did Tate say in the case of a case like this that it...
Because
two Adam saw that she... Say that she did get engaged.
Right. She got engaged.
And to say no.
So the fact that two people didn't see the engagement party is not proof to say that she's single.
But we say Tate, we invert it.
But by the case of Kedushin, so therefore we assume she was previously engaged. So if she got engaged later on to another woman, another man rather, so we force them to get divorced. Tate, we say.
We said that everybody agrees that she was.
No, this is the second case of the switching around
yeah,
the order.
Okay.
So we say, if two people say, we saw she got engaged, and two people say she did not get engaged, we didn't see her get engaged, she's not allowed to get married. If she goes and gets married anyways, we make her get divorced.
Why?
Because we trust the two Adam who said that we saw her get engaged already once before.
Right.
The two people who didn't see it.
Okay, it's irrelevant.
Right.
Okay.
Two people who didn't see it, what do you mean you didn't see it? So not everybody gets engaged in public. So, and the underlying principle was that people there are people who get engaged.
And
get divorced, Bitsina. Okay, then we had the discussion of back to the Mishnah in Mishnah Nisei. If a woman gets married even though there's a suffix, and then Edom come later on to say that she was either married beforehand or she was held captive. After the fact, we don't make her get divorced. Machlokas, whether that goes back on only the Seifa of the Shvuya, but we, if it happened to the case of Gershon, we make them get divorced.
Right.
Or it even goes back to the case of divorce, that if she get married...
Shvuya for sure.
Right. And then we had a discussion about whether a woman's being... it will be Meiz, Shiloh Bafanov or not. That was the underlying idea of Rav Hamnuna. That was Machlokas, whether she's only Meiz, she won't be Meiz in front of him, but if she's not around, she would be Meiz, or no, even when she's not around, she still wouldn't be Meiz unless she was telling the truth. And then Avud Shmuel says, when we say that she gets married and then Edom come, it doesn't mean she actually gets married. It means there's a heter to get married, and then Edom come, that heter still continues to exist. Okay, then we had the situation of the whole the story of the women who, the Benosio, who got held captive. Avud Shmuel is watching over them. Shmuel says, why are you doing this unnecessarily? Ended up being his women, his daughters ended up getting held captive. And then they had a whole trickery way of saying, smart enough to avoid the Edom, so Pesha Asa Peshitter. Okay. Then we had the Amud Beis, the Mishnah told us that the women who were held captive, they can testify about each other, one aid. Eid Echad is believed by Shvuya, Hekil Rabbanan B'Shvuya, with an Eid Echad, and even by an Isha, they had the status of Shnei Edom. So then we had this whole brice of the four permutations of she and her friend, either they're both Tamei, or they're both Tar, or one's Tamei, one's Tar, or the opposite. So those four different scenarios, we had two ways to read it.
One, the first and the last had Edom in the middle, didn't it?
Right, exactly. The other one was a case of they were Edom that we knew they were held captive, and whatever she said, the Eid Echad said the complete opposite,
right.
And we went through back and forth, and the underlying principles there was that Shavja Nafsha Chetichet Isur, she said she was Tamei, so she basically made herself Asur. And the other idea is that Eid Echad is believed to say Tahor, like Shadim, even in the face of one Eid Echad, doesn't have any effect. Okay.
All right.